The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, is the Word, is it the Word of the Father, the Holy Spirit, is the one also taking care of the Word of God today. Jesus is now living in heaven. Of course, the Blessed Trinity is all in heaven. But the Holy Spirit today is working in us. His Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son. It sounds very abstract, the Blessed Trinity, but as a matter of fact, it's very concrete. Father and Son, Holy Spirit, are all relations. The Father loves the Son loves the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. That's why when we say we are made in the image of the Blessed Trinity, image of God, means we are born to be a mutual love person. That means to say, when we love, our mission is fulfilled. When there's mutual love, it's exactly the will of God for humanity is fulfilled. Jesus promised that two or three united in his name, he will be in our midst. So it sounds abstract, but very concrete. Whenever we love, no matter the family, in the place we work, in the marketplace, where there's mutual love, there's a presence of God. And Jesus wants to see his presence everywhere. Of course, in the church, we have the Blessed Sacrament. But we know that we are not 24 hours staying in the church. Most of the time we stay in our family, in a working place. But it's important that we keep this love of God in the place where you work. Exactly what the Pope John Paul II mentioned once to the young people in the World Youth Day. You, O guides, are the living tabernacle. We receive the Blessed Sacrament. We go out to the world. We keep Jesus in us. I see. Jesus in the place in the tabernacle. So it's so wonderful. No matter where we go, we have Jesus. So at this period, not all the time we can come to church or mass, but we can all the time we can keep His presence through our love. That's why when there is kind of mutual love, there's peace and joy. When there's no love, it's a kind of anxiety inside. It's kind of sadness. Because we are born for this love, this giving ourselves. Jesus expects to see us always like Him on earth, giving, giving, and giving. That's what, in other sense, is poverty. Poverty means we don't keep things for ourselves. Our time, our energy, our desire, all to be shared. Friends, with people we work with, everywhere, 24 hours, over 24 hours, we are called to be love. If you love first, and then the response from others, that when there's mutual love, there is a presence of Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So it's a wonderful calling. It's beautiful faith. We can live, we can share. It sounds abstract, the Blessed Trinity, but so concrete. When there's love, there's God. Something you can feel, His presence. We don't have to make much struggle to do it. Important, we have the will, the desire. If you want, God will give you the grace. So today, the Sunday of Blessed Trinity, let us live up to our calling. So that we, no matter where we go, we just share this love of God for others. Let's pray for one another that we can this mutual love, which is the real Church of Christ.